Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Investing in young people. Why is this so important for developing countries?
Welcome to this week's edition of Our Planet. This week, the programme comes from Kampala in Uganda. With me in the studio is Lillian Masuga, development expert. Welcome, Lillian.
Thank you so much.
Lillian, you're closely involved with young people in Uganda. Can you tell us something about your work?
Of course. I work for a non-governmental agency, an NGO. Our aim is to help as many girls as possible to complete their secondary education in Uganda.
Why is it so important for girls to stay in school?
For so many reasons. When a girl completes secondary school, she has better chance of getting a job. She'll probably marry later and have fewer children than normal. A better job and fewer children means that her family will be looked after better.
I see.
You know, if a girl marries before completing secondary school, statistics show that she'll have a poorly paid job and will have more children. Those children will have fewer opportunities because their family background will be poorer. This is why I'm really passionate about girls staying on to complete their secondary educations.
And your other areas of work?
School's a good place to inform young people about HIV, about how the virus is transmitted and how they can protect themselves. We're having some success now in Uganda. Infection rates are going down, but it's been hard work.
What's been the hardest thing?
Well, you know, the virus causes terrible human suffering. So many children have lost both their parents. When this happens, often the grandparents look after the children. They can't send the children to school, so children stop their schooling. Later, these children can't find good jobs. They live in poverty.
Awareness and prevention is the key.
That's right. We take the message to the schools. Young people need to know how to protect themselves from the virus.
Lillian, are you optimistic for the future?
We have made progress in Uganda. There's still a lot to do, but yes, I am optimistic.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.